Okay, let's get some good news.
Okay. I just saw this on the ABC Evening News with David Muir.
David Muir. Elbows out.
It is the best story of the day. An errant toddler decided he had had enough and stormed the court party of one during a late night college basketball game. And the way they get him off the court is the funniest damn thing I've ever seen. Here's the quote. We have a kid on the floor.
Okay.
Those were the words of the Radford men's basketball broadcast team after a child unexpectedly burst onto the court during a timeout in the late Big South game between the Highlanders and Gardner-Webb on Wednesday. The child managed to get in. He's crazy. He gone. A couple of laps around the court. They could not catch this child.
At least he has clothes on.
3 to 4 years old, if I had to guess.
Yeah, three.
And he is having the time of his life. He gets all the way to the three-point line and is just giggling and giggling. And then one of the players, like this gigantic, you know, 6 foot.
Seven.
Yeah. Player from the Highlanders scoops him up like picture Frankenstein with both arms out. Do you know how a college kid that's not used to having a baby or a toddler would hold a child? This is how he holds that child.
It was at arm's
length. Like way out at arm's length. Yeah. And then like Frankenstein walks him over to either a coach or some sort of school official.
I thought it might look like his dad.
It is just the funniest thing.
Because I'm sure dad is running around trying to catch his kid.
Radford coach Darris Nichols quoting here, it was a huge part of the game, he said post-game with a chuckle, like an important part of the game. Mm-hmm. And then when the kid ran onto the court, I told the ref, please don't give us a technical for this. On Thursday, the Big South Conference got in on the phone by releasing a statement about the, quote, unprecedented and truly pint-sized moment of excitement. The fan, estimated to be about 3 feet tall and just shy of kindergarten eligibility, showcased impressive agility as he dodged staff and bewildered players. Thanks to the quick thinking of a Radford player and a parent aspiring babysitter, the situation was safely resolved when the child was carried off the court.
Did I ever tell you guys the story of when I became the center of attention at Christmas Mass?
Oh no.
What happened?
I can't remember if it was like the 10 p.m. Mass or if it was a Mass Christmas morning. It was obviously before my memory,
right?
You know, set in. I was a little kid. I have no idea what age I was, 3, 4, 5, 6, doesn't matter. And we go into Christmas Mass. We're running late. I'm sure I was the reason that we were running late. And, you know, anybody who's familiar with going to church, there are multiple times throughout church where it is silent. And it was one of those times. My mom was walking in, trying to sneak in the back, being super quiet. I ripped out of my mom's hand and I ran down the center aisle towards the altar right in front of the priest and screamed, "Who let the dogs out?"
No way.
You did not.
Over and over again until my mom caught up to me and grabbed me by my shirt collar. Uh-huh. And we did not attend Mass that day.
Yep. You ran in and she dragged you out by your ear.
Mm-hmm. We did not attend Mass that day. Remind me, are you a millennial or Gen Zer?
I am a Gen Zer.
Okay.
I'm the eldest Gen Z.
So, story here from the New York Post. It's not exactly working for Gen Z. Zoomer employees are struggling in just about every metric. According to a new study from MetLife that examines the physical, social, mental, and financial well-being of different generations. Quoting here from Todd Katz, who's with MetLife, part of the study, Gen Z is not necessarily doing well. Our study showed holistic health for all employee age groups is down a bit, but it is down the most for Gen Z. According to the survey, holistic health among workers has decreased the most among Gen Z with a 6% drop from last year, a score that is lower than a similar age group reported 5 years ago. It says here, the headline is, Gen Zers already feel like they're suffering from a midlife crisis.
I prefer to call it the quarter life crisis. I'd like to give myself more longevity than that.
What do you mean mid? What's going to happen?
It says here, the findings coincide with a recent study that reported a whopping 38% of Gen Zers are facing a, quote, midlife crisis due to financial stress. One in 10 were turning down job offers because of the cost of commuting or buying work clothes.
Okay,
that last line is a bit ridiculous, but up until that, I could understand.
See if there's anything else in here. The financial stress comes from paying back student debt, child care, insurance for pets.
What? Wait.
Well, there's a place where you can save a little bit of money. I've had some pets in my life. I've never insured a single one.
Well, did you not wish you did with the cat that got the issue with the leg and then we lost the leg? I mean, that was some money that probably you could not afford to part with at the time.
Shonda and I were newly married, living in, we had just bought our first house in Olathe. So we were in our late 20s. And I mean, and it was a cheap house. Don't get me wrong. It was cheap. But then Arsenio came down with the cancer in his back right leg, and we had it amputated. And then that was like $2,000. We didn't have $1,000, whatever it was. And then as soon as we got him home, he hopped around on three legs for about 2 weeks, and the cancer came back, and this time it was in his lungs. And so we had to put him down. I had told Shonda, I'm not cutting off some cat's leg. I mean,
his name is Arsenio, not Eileen.
Or Skip.
Sorry. He lived a long, healthy life.
Not really.
Till the very end.
I think he was like six. I think he was six. Some cats live to be in their 20s, you know. He was a youngin.
God rest his soul. Bless his three-legged horn.
I'm going to call him Hopper.
From the USA Today. He was actually pretty good.
He could agile.
He could maneuver stairs. He would go up and down the stairs and for about 3 weeks, and then the cancer came back. You know, he was kind of like a member of our family, Dana.